continue the colleges and not into partnership partnership system. And the target that was pending, it was overachieved by class. Thank you very much for having me.
Chairperson, Principal Financial Information. The first line just indicates the brief summary, the information in the annual report, which you can see refers to the report of the town officer, the report of the audit committee, that of the auditor general, and then the financial statements with all the relevant statements as indicated there, as well as supplementary annexures to the financial statements. Perhaps also just to note that as indicated in the annual report and in the supplementary annexures, the supplementary annexures are additional information to the information provided in the financial statements, and they have not been audited by the AG. There is not a requirement for those annexures to be audited, but they are done in terms of requirements of the DSMA and National Treasury. We will focus on a brief summary of each of the reports as indicated, as well as a summary of the financial statements. We will refer to the audit action plan to improve the audit findings, and then also slightly on some of the impacts on the operations of the department if we look at the 2014-15 financial outcomes. In terms of the report of the accounting officer, just to indicate that it is mainly a summary of the financial affairs of the department, as well as an indication of some of the significant events and key policy decisions, as well as pending claims. It's not a repeat of those. Most of the information provided by the branches so far are included in the accounting officer report, and some of the information that I'm going to take on later. There's also a summary of services capacity constraints and organization of arrangements together with the corporate governance agreements within the department, specifically areas such as the risk committee and the audit committee. Then, if you look at the report of the audit committee, the report expresses the committee's views on the effectiveness of the internal controls within the department, as well as the quality of reporting in terms of the DSMA and the operations of internal audit and risk management within the department. Now, on that basis, the audit committee is satisfied with the operations within the department. However, the audit committee did raise and emphasize in the report that in some cases the system of internal control was not always entirely effective, and that also comes out in the report of the auditor general, as well as in some of the reports that were provided by internal audit to the audit committee. There is also a concern that the audit committee raised this in terms of the collation and reporting of performance information, and that has been addressed throughout the year. At this point in time, on performance information, we can report that an electronic system has now been implemented in the department, and training is currently in process to assist all branches to report on that. In terms of the report of the auditor general, the department did receive an unqualified audit opinion. This is the same status as in the previous years. Some of the key matters raised by the AG include the following. The significant uncertainties, now those are disclosed in notes 19 of the financial statement. The department is a defendant in lawsuits and is opposing the claims, and the ultimate outcome of those cannot currently be determined, and therefore the AG just raised that as a significant uncertainty. In terms of predetermined objectives, important to note, in terms of Program 3, University Education, there were no material findings by the AG. Program 4, defect, one of the critical issues there was that the reliability of reported performance information could not always be verified properly by the AG. And under Program 5, security development, were also unable to obtain sufficient evidence on the achievements of certain reported performance information, and there were some misstatements on the reported performance information. If we can go into the report of the Auditor General in terms of some of the non-compliance matters, as previously raised, that was also implemented by the audit committee itself. Those specifically are in terms of the insufficient systems of risk management and internal controls on performance information. You would have noted also that this is very much linked to the problems identified by the AG in terms of the verification of information, especially in programs 4 and 5. Then also there were some assessments in the financial statements on provisions, accruals, commitments and contingent liabilities. Those statements were corrected by management, and perhaps just to give you a very brief indication of what it entails, most of those were related to the examinator and moderator claims that the department received, and must say, and after a long deliberation with the AG, we agreed on a revised way in which we would report on those, and therefore the various adjustments in the financial statements to correct those. In terms of procurement procedures, there were also non-compliance issues regarding price rotations. And that has, through revised procedures, been collected in the meantime. Public service regulations, there specifically the idea raised the issue of verification processes when appointments are made. In terms of internal control, matters of concerns were raised, and that include the insufficient implementation of action plans to address internal controls, inadequate consequence management, funding and actual capacity constraints regarding the verification and monitoring functions, as well as insufficient validation of reported performance information. Any of these that you are aware of and have been informed previously. In terms of the financial statement itself, the appropriation statement, I think the important thing there is that our total final appropriation was 50.705 billion rand. The department utilized 50.704 319 billion, and the variance on voted funds not being utilized 1.160 million rand, which is a very small amount. There are details in the aspects around programs and economic classifications, and you can see that on page 163-184 of the annual report. If we can just look at a summary of that information, you will see that the five programs as indicated on slide 29. Administration has a very small sizing of 264,000. Then we have the second program, Program 2, HR Planning and Monitoring Coordination, with a saving of 828,000, and university education, research and skills, very small savings at the end of the day. In terms of the economic classification, and this chairperson members specifically also indicate the key areas of those savings. First of all, in terms of compensation of employees, as a result of natural attrition, as well as the filling of some vacancies that could not take place, there we had the saving at the end of the day of 902,000 rand. Then we had, in terms of goods and services, especially on matters like travel, stationery and other supplies, we had a small number of invoices not being received or payments that could not be made due to wrong invoices, and we only had an underspending there of 58,000 rand. For transfers, the total amount that we surrendered back to the National Revenue Fund was 172,000 rand, and that was the DHET's own CSA contribution, but that was based on a moratorium placed by National Treasury on that specific transfer, and therefore the transfer could not be made. In terms of the CSNI rules, we were not allowed to use those funds for any other purpose, and therefore it was surrendered. In terms of capital expenditure and some equipment, similar to goods and services, some invoices not yet received, and a small saving of 28,000 and there. You can see that these are also in the annual report, page 163 to page 164. Slide number 30, in terms of the action plans, first of all, the action plan for the 2014-15 outcome was completed by the department, and all the control deficiencies on which the audit findings were based have been addressed in the action plan, and the various processes in all the branches are currently in process. If you look at the first bullet, just important to note that on a bi-weekly basis, branch heads report to the Director General on these action plans, and the Director General from his side will on a regular basis also report to the Minister and the Audit Committee. It is important to note that there are key operational activities and insufficient staff capacity that do delay some of the implementations of those actions. And Chairperson, I would like to bring to the attention of the committee that due to the function shift, we must understand that the department staff, especially on the side of administration, and then I refer to HR specifically, supply and management and finance, staff have to work absolute extraordinary hours to deal with the current workload. And just to keep the department operational in itself is a huge challenge. And then to deal with all the actions that are required in terms of the action plan makes it even more difficult. We also have the issue of limitation of resources. We can only work within our current budget, and that do place a critical pressure on the staff to ensure that we operate effectively, sufficiently, and also try to address prior year findings. On slide 31, if we look at the impact on operations, if you look at our surplus, citizen members, important to note that there's a decline in the surplus if you look at the financial statements compared to the previous financial years. And that is two reasons. One is the improved utilization of donor resources, and then also the decline in unutilized budget funds. So which means that effectively we utilize funds more efficiently during the 2014-15 financial year. If we take into account the utilization of the majority of budget funds, it must be emphasized that there were strict measures put in place by the Director General to prevent any overspending of the budget. If we did not do that, there would be a huge risk of unauthorized expenditure in terms of the DFNA by overspending on programs or on the budget as a whole. If we look at the results of the provisions and the accruals and the commitments in the financial statement, and if we take those into account, if those items would have been spent by 31 March 2015, the department would have been overspent. That is a critical risk for us. The problem is that most of those will be a first commitment against the 2015-16 allocation, which could obviously again the pressure on our operations for 2015-16. The report of the accounting officer emphasizes also the capacity constraints in the department, and you can see that on page 140, page 140 of the annual report. If you look at the current pressures in the economy and also the limitations placed on the utilization of resources, especially from the side of National Treasury, we can expect that we will have, as a department, a very similar outcome during 2015-16. We are already experiencing huge spending pressures and we're not even halfway through the financial year. Managers and staff, and we put a lot of emphasis in briefing people around the position. This is difficult for everybody to understand the position that we are in. We can understand that from our side that managers and staff would like to deliver these services, but from our side, we put a break on the system and say, well, only up to here, because otherwise we can't proceed. And that is a very difficult situation that we are in. The obvious pressures experienced due to the additional responsibilities as a result of the function shifts for the TBET and ISD function, and that places even more pressure on the department to ensure the general presence, to monitor the entire system, and to ensure that all our activities are fully operated. That also provides us with lots of pressure in terms of spending, because we have the responsibility to address various areas across the country, and that also provides a limitation on how we use our resources. Thank you, Chairperson.
And what does it be so far as the annual report?
Thank you so much, DJ Martin, for the presentation of your annual report, 2014, both 2015, honorable member.
Which does put on the agenda the idea of how that's useful.
What are the crucial crunch areas of the climate when you get a list of that? How many hours a day or a week or a month are people working? Where precisely is the problem that they have? Then there are these annual reports and the targets are all very well and where your targets are missed, that's great. Where they're not missed, I don't need to relook at targets for next year and be more modest than what we say we're going to achieve. Or we need to look somewhere where a lot of the targets are not meeting targets. But they actually targets do design some of the real things that are in the department. I have, for example, several institutions with quite clear are actually just functions that are either used in the management of their time. There's cat theater, construction theater, these take Midland College, Trinity North for what we're doing, University of Fort Hare and its bankruptcy risk, and University of Riverland moved yesterday and so the functional when he was unable to produce the so then we have a network of institutions which are utter failures. Now, some of them are under administration, but again, the end report doesn't really give you an idea of this kind of, the depth of the problem with the department administration, and I'd like some comments on those particular institutions, and some sort of deal to honour the sense of what's going on with the department and some of the family institutions. And then the CEB College report is very disappointing. There's a lot of failure and achievement, a lot of non-achievement of targets, which points to a sector that is in dire need of help, is in dire need of investment time and development. And I think you're fully aware of it. But just on the question of maths and mathematics, it seems to be holding up the whole sector in many ways, in addition to the core teacher training. Is the department of humanity the basic education? Because sometimes I feel the department takes upon itself responsibility for fixing problems that actually lie in the basic education, and not the department. During Ferris students, we don't have proper maths. You don't know that and they don't have skills in that and they do and it seems to me that some sort of very serious working group needs to put this thing up happen and hasn't done to the Department of Education to address the kind of that deficit that we're using, especially now that it's coming up again in senior colleges who have already seen at university and now have serious career in senior colleges. Next question is unauthorized emotional expenditure in the season. Seems to be somewhere around 500 million, that seems a long time. Although it's known that 5 billion is unauthorized emotional expenditure in the time itself. It is still a lot of money in the market that's coming. And I'd just like some comments on that. And on these 20 claims against the department, 20 legal claims, what is the nature of these? Who's paying in broad terms and the kinds of areas that these claims are in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and over to Honourable Member of the Institute.
Thank you, Jefferson. Let me just by welcome the implementation. Overall, the overall problem is that non-achievement of the target. Remember, in all the lives, it is indicated that most of the targets are not achieved. And when we get into slide number 17, it says, well, there's a real problem of this, especially IT level 3. I just wanted to know what strategies are we going to use to address this problem. Because this is a big problem. And you can't get to level 3. And then I think you can be speaking. Level 3 systems is now also maybe. And then you can make it. next level. Now, when it gets to rank number 17, so when it gets to rank number 19, then it gets the cross-cutting sectors that contribute to the whole sector. How are you going to address this? The student related problems and the lecturer related problems. Because I think you need to have the teacher to work in a higher project. And the most time also the contact with that for things. So how is this going to be addressed? And then lastly,
problem one wanted extra budget, but again,
happens, but we're not actually reasonable with reasonable people. How is it possible that the department overspends on the compensation of employees that is on state and are subjected of the transport, while there is a vacancy rate of 10.8? Instead, an ordinary person like me would think that there should be a savings made for compensation of employees because of vacancy. I don't know those weeks that sound to finance that are maybe the need for savings, but an ordinary person like me, I think that all of them are in essence. Yesterday, we were with the auditor general, and from the report, it became clear that some of the entities that they are returning, if you look in from your 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015 financial year, that is a very good thing. That there is a high rate of irregular, wasteful, and fruitless entities in institutions such as the Africa, Federation of Economies, Africa, Italy, Africa, Food Beverages, Africa, Services, Africa, and Energy. I am mentioning them so that they know that we know that they are not using our money accordingly. And one would advise that the department should look into this matter seriously. We know that in some of the institutions, because we don't have money, we cannot really, we don't really blame you, but we want you to effectively monitor so that we know that money are used efficiently and for us, for our people to benefit. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question. Now ask the DG to provide his topic.
Thank you very much, Chair. It's always important to address this question because they allow us from time to time to focus on the fiscal area as the formal numbers are raising in the past. I think that's the Chair. As a department, in regard to the annual report, we account on the basis of the fund that has been allocated to the department to administer and to guide the project. Of course, we're both institutions and institutions collectively that are going in the portfolio of coaching education and training, but the mechanism in which we have to be related to the accounting and monitoring processes of the department is nearly too oversized. A special education and training system is established in terms of the development area and prescribed therefore that it will be governed by board and to be managed by the management of special education and training system. Universities and colleges as well, governed by council, managed by management. And as a department, we play nearly an oversight. Now, in respect to that, institution, policy, or entity that has some holding, there are interventions that have been put in place as the legislation. For instance, Twitter, who has been found to be an element of mismanagement of funds, when it has been and In respect to university, it's the same thing. For instance, honorable member for the United States about investment of culture, the minister has actually put in this matter in writing to the institution in respect to the manner in which some of the financial transactions are happening in the department, among the which is the nature and the number of the actions of the institution of and the minister has issued a directive to the institution. Subsequently, he has met with the chair of the Council of the University of the and they follow up. So I'm saying the problem, yes, they are great in some institutions, entities, colleges, but they are being set upon in terms of our overall scope. We are not at all in engagement. Now, the question of method. The NGP, I think it's 50%. I think 19 mathematics in the first base now. But there is a process in the GPT of annual national assessment, which is being conducted for the and it brings the GPT in respect to science. Only 10.9%, no math, of students that will certify. In respect to this challenge, what we did is the Department of Education, and this applies both as colleges as well as administration. So the philosophy that we believe here is that as this may, it's a matter that we have to deal with as a country. Because that's what we want to eat. Take this youth health and bring another youth that has what we like to happen. We have to deal with what we have, what we our school. It is against that background that we have developed and implemented a foundation for most of the universities that we have people for the in particular. With the challenges that are related to mathematics. And of course, there are engagements as well in the Department of Education and Education. And of course, the Department of Actual Acknowledge for the challenges. We are working with them in aligning the technical students in respect to curriculum with the physical students. So that work is underway. But the rest is not enough, and that will be said on that question. Lastly, there is still a compensation of employees. Why are we overcoming? Earlier on, I indicated that as much as we appreciate the employment system, the high effect of that is putting pressure on other areas, amongst of which is the running of the examination that you see the quality it improves the number of presentations that we have to do. So the presentation by the increase, by putting the strength of this, the converting force is never later our sense of feminine. Maka, as well, won't have to decay a cult of this universe at all. So the bulk of the money from the Tibetan in the rest of the conservation of the brain is for a seminar, moderator, and maka of the presentation in the future. It doesn't mean that we are actually overspending and seeing the production. It's an extension which includes the quality, especially for this aspect of the convention. But the deal for the elaborate experiment later on, I think that's what we will do. The Hasidian project, 7 days later, 1 or 7 days later, I would like my colleagues to come in and assist in some other areas. Program 1. The president question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Only we have black miners who have been in short time. and then we are processing every month around 6,000 claims from the CEC lecturer who are paid the voluntary taxes. So that's the whole process that we have on a monthly basis to work overtime in order for the department to commit the time frame for the payment of the fees from the CEC lecturer. That is the result of the budget. Now, if we look at the report, one of the questions, in terms of the number of the amount of money that has been taken over that time, is a total of 7.4 million in that year. But if you look at the big breakdown, 2.8% is still very tough, but in that is a level of 55. Lower still is 3.4%, that is a level 1 to 2, meaning that the overtime in the time has been no one is going to have four extra times to use. But it doesn't mean that everything is not the same. The business is ours. This is in a debt with the cutting of the compensation budget. Our first again is the payment of the motor staff and the engineering. Can I also say such estimates? A lot of work has been to happen before the implementation of that. And what I want to be said to the shipping of funds from other programs and program lines. We have to focus on the opponents and the expenses. We cannot fund it because we only got the funding from one agency. We have to facilitate consultation workshops, you know, all over the country in preparation for one implementation. And I have faced a lot of pressure on program one in the graduate education.
Thank you, Chairperson. The one question was, why not 7 days earlier? Chairperson, part of the particular process is that in terms of targets, we indicate that it's our responsibility to ensure that the document is processed in time. Also, in this case, it was by the DG on the 31st of March. But unfortunately, I will take responsibility because there are a number of things that happen. The one can't be a little different thing. And that is firstly the human nature of some colleagues waiting to the last moment. But secondly, also because of other agencies at the time. Our international relations chief director has to attend to our international obligations, and in this particular period, there are a number of international obligations, for example, multilateral agreements, etc., that has to be attended to. And I must indicate that the international multilateral institutions also have a habit of sending us urgent requests at the last minute. But after 2 weeks, notice is not sufficient to prepare for international trip. So, Jefferson, I concede. In regards to the issue of claims, Chairperson was raised by Professor Bizzoni, I can't get a bit more detail, but on page 27 of the annual report, I have a list of liabilities. Thirdly, are contingent liabilities, so it means that they may arise. A number of them are personnel related. So for this, incurred during that financial year was 3.2 million. So for example, when we suspend personnel or dismiss personnel, etc., then we lost no claim in regards to damages, etc. So for example, one case, and I think there's one case about the person who was suspended at a very college, the honorable members referring to escape management. Spending the aircraft on the day for suspending the person. They are challenging one of these. So they are quite interested in that, if some of them will arise or not. If more detail is required, it can be followed up in terms of the merits and substances of these particular cases. Maybe I'm not going to ask the Eastern State the public. It's a vision that I have from the you want me to, I can comment on this. Gentlemen, the issue of U.K. business, in effect, runs through a number of our issues, particularly Tibet, is that the issue is that we had migration, but not in terms of processing of migration, where the colleges were the employer, up to 31st March, they somehow ran on their own, and they against the Labour Relations Act. So they were faced the consequences and the risk of those particular matters. Now, in East Midlands particularly, it is the non-implementation of very important and substantive resolutions affecting the remuneration of employees. So both Eastern Cape and the college, so we will be raising the liability for them. For example, people are employed there from 2012, have not received a 1% pay progression increment over the year. Secondly, if you improve your qualification, if you have a diploma, you are normally on RTQ 30, but if you upgrade yourself to a master's or higher, you move up that, and that can come up to substantially, in some cases, 6 notches. We've just done the calculation to include our liability for this year's escape measure. It's 4.5 million rand, just from the 1st of April to the end of this year, that we owe some in regards to non-implementation of this policy. So I'm just giving you an example of in terms of escape measure, the issue. We often change when we're faced with an issue of whether we must break the law, must be breaking the law, and was violated by either from the college, or must we stick to the letter of the law. Our job is to stick to the letter of the law, no matter how embarrassing it is, because those are rights that have been there by the prosecution.
That you will have a recovery time.
But it's how it says, I'm trying to recall that you are actually addressing, and so with this related text that he has only teaching on the results of the teaching at the end of the year. And we have seen quite a number of those within the course of the 2015 which are related to expansion and expectation of getting more and of getting more allowed. Thank you.
Perhaps just a few things that I can add on the map. It said that the minister did have a ministerial council on magnifying particularly, I think it was about 2 years ago. And from that certain initiatives were taken forward, such as Map Hub. Some colleges have taken them on quite late so for a variety of reasons. And what we've also done as a department this year is specifically to look at student support plans that colleges have in place and also teaching and learning plans. And as part of that, many colleges are reporting, we have education plans, peer tutoring. There's just a variety of different information that colleges are attempting to really look at the MAPS program. And that is also the information that we as a department will be monitoring. Same in the teaching and learning plans. We've also developed a lecturer support system, which really aimed at giving information to lecturers around curriculum updates, but we have prioritized MAPS as one of the areas we work on specifically in the lecturer support system, so that we can consistently communicate with lecturers in terms of the teaching of MAPS. And then finally, on our discussions with the Department of Basic Education, in the white paper, it was all that we should re-evaluate the whole gamut of qualifications for CPS level 4. And so at the moment, that discussion is underway. There's a number of different proposals on the table. It really covers all sorts of things, you know, whether colleges were able to focus more on level 5 qualifications, and in all of the level 4 schooling, the location of colleges versus technical schooling, articulations of schooling into the TVS programs, the common curriculum, common exams. It's really quite comprehensive, and I would say that we are really in the beginning phases of the conversation. Yeah, that's all
that. Thank you. Just one question, I think, with regard to monitoring and evaluation process of the university education box. I wanted to check if the school has carried out a quite substantial marketing and evaluation. The funding you made is between ministers. Perhaps the ministers have said that the funding has changed. And we saw that it should be much more intense than it is. The marketing and evaluation process that the currently have in place includes analyzing the areas of the system, all the systems institutions, all the areas of work. It includes some crisis because what we've done is we've created a cyclical visiting schedule over a number of years, so being able to visit everybody in 1 year, and then we visit them on a cycle of, say, 2 to 3 years, and so on. And then we've also follow-up with the university, with different questions in terms of calling the relevant individuals, requesting for additional information, and so on. When we recognize the need for this monitoring and evaluation process to be implemented, the minister will agree for this current financial year earmarked funds for the external planning, monitoring, evaluation and support program, which enabled us this year to manage this policy far this year and to implement the final monitoring and evaluation.
Just a brief explanation around the expenditure of the police district and also by the general organization. It's important to note that you will note that we basically fully spent the budget fund on compensation for police when we are currently lining for about 10%. The reason being that all posts are not funded. So what we have in terms of the budget for compensation of employees available in the department was not trying to take into this in the context of the people who were in line with the Lord's life and the house. In addition to that, the matter of shifting funds, especially if we look at Program 4, where we funds away, and the question was how does that impact on the visibility and the outcome of the performance of the program. In principle, we only applied environment rights on the requirements of the creation by natural visibility regulations. So we should then imply that we do not shift funds unless we have the necessary rules to adhere to in terms of the regulation. We also shift funds to ensure that we do not overspend on any program. It's important to note that the PSMA specifies that expenditure will be authorized the moment you overspend on a program or the road as a whole. So even if the program would overspend, the Director General is liable in terms of the PSMA for that overexpenditure of that program. So to protect the Director General and the Minister, we then ensure that where there are pressures in one program and to prevent other expenditure in a specific program, we then shift money away from other programs where there may be some savings. Many of those savings, on the full exercise, are not savings that occur as a result of performance targets not being met or programs not doing what they are supposed to do. Many of those were as a result of specific cost containment measures being put in place and specific activities where programs specifically ensured that they would not spend money on areas that are not critical to ensure that they do not overspend. So it's not a matter of moving funds in that resulted in certain targets not being in terms of the monitoring and evaluation of the entities, we are in the process, we have been for the past few years, in the process of requesting Treasury for additional funding to improve the monitoring and evaluation of our entities. We also recommended to Treasury certain areas where we can reprioritize the budget to ensure that we can increase our capacity for monitoring and evaluation. Unfortunate situation is that was not approved. So at this point in time, we do have limited monitoring and evaluation of our entities. We do the best that we can. We have specific policies in place, specific procedures in place that we do apply at the moment. If you go back to the report of the Auditor General, you will also note that the Auditor General specifically raised this matter as a key concern on the side of the report. If you take into account that the department currently has approximately, just out of the time, approximately 100 entities that must be monitored and evaluated on an annual basis compared to any other national department in government, it's almost not comparable. But there's not one other government department with so many entities that it must manage. And that in itself is a huge challenge. So apart from just if we should have a pot of money to do this, we still need additional HR resources to ensure that this work can actually be performed. We have some success now, especially in the university branch. The minister approved the reprioritization of some of the income funding. And we can already see that it bears some fruit. We've already identified certain savings, for example, in some of the earmark funding that we can then reprioritize to other institutions, etc. The report is attending to the matter, and let's hope that we can still improve even more of this financial performance. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks very much, Honourable Secretary. I must say that we are quite worried because what is being raised by the members is exactly the process that we have undertaken in most of the sectors. Amongst the world's links test, which are precisely under administration on the 15th October 2014 because of the mismanagement of finances, and also compliance with regards to leisure regulations, like you mentioned, regulation 15A, regulation. investigation plan is set, the investigation plan is dealing with the supply chain management processes, dealing with the internal processes, internal processes as well as risk management the system. And also to mention, then not complying with regard to the expectation as in a section 10A of the Skills Development Act that is needed with the service level applicants, because annually we do have service level applicants with all visas. So we are required, therefore, by law, to invoke section 14 and then later to invoke section 15. Some of this is always a very strenuous process that we do undertake and speak with us. And sometimes we do not wish to go to that route, but then some of the visas, they would not wish to be involved with us in such a collegial and cordial kind of a relationship. And we will go to an extent of invoking these provisions of the Skills Development Act. Perhaps also to mention to the members of the committee is that we are also seeing improvements with regard to audit reports. For this and for the financial year that has just ended, we have more speakers receiving clean audits, more speakers receiving unqualified reports. And we are saying going forward, as we have mentioned here, that we are going to be tightening our monitoring and evaluation system, because once we expect that we will be able to deal with the entities. Of course, noting that each and every entity is having a vote, we are not directly contributing back to the affairs of these entities, but we are playing that overarching role. Thank you very much, Director General.
Thank you very much for the responses, Honourable Members. Do you have follow-up questions? Honourable Member Suela, Honourable Member Honourable Member
Thank you.
return whatever legislation is that takes place more than what it is mutually involved, which institution does it, and what it is not about them, and have that ongoing support. Also, can I get a program with regards to the resources for allowing a construction permit for the very important activity of the city of Kampagne? Yes, of course. The second one is with regards to the target of the city of Kampagne about the main community policy. Where are the community policy so that my public can know? Can I would also like to know whether the department is planning to conduct an advocacy to inform our public about this community policy.
Thank you very much. The primary role of the department in the research institution, that is university, college, as well as in over time, to develop policy, legislation, and of course, we could have been in different places where things have been informed by the legislation. I think what an assist. If there are institutions or entities where there are competitive things that we need a speaker being entities. As far as we are concerned, in all institutions, all entities or colleges, where there are competitive reasons and grounds for intervention, we need intervene and intervene specifically.
informed by the processes that were at the position based on the application across the board. I think it's important to clarify something. We take the point that we need to categorize all entities in the level of rate. Of course, we do it for our own internal cost purposes and monitoring and evaluation mechanisms. Of course, the factor we need is our taking action where we see this rate is informed by the time of monitoring and evaluation. We conduct quality control process. On the area of the department and SPM, I think I'll ask the CFO to clarify that the problem and in respect to the previous colleague, as the question has been posed, and the other question that the other question is on the computer.
Thank you, JT. Honorable Chairperson, for joining us. I think the most critical area on the side of ECM was where the fault was appointed the service provider where there were not necessarily requotations, or where we provided a selective provider to the Director General for approval, which amounted to a deviation of the existing policy. Now that in principle is not wrong. However, what the IG did caution us was that the specific areas of motivation one of the specific providers was used was not always satisfactory in the documentation. So that's something that we are dealing with at the moment. We are looking at that to ensure that where we deviate, that sufficient motivation is provided. The deviations in itself are not incorrect, in terms of the credit regulation, but where we do fraud is providing sufficient motivation so that it can satisfy the order of Virginia. We have discussed that thoroughly with the IG, and it needs to include it in our new action plan to put certain measures in place to ensure that that shall be able to define in the future. In terms of the CVS campuses, first of all, the current campuses that are in progress of being constructed, processes are in place to ensure that everything happens according to timelines. There are some delays, which one can understand. The current campuses in process on three, and everything is proceeding quite well. In terms of the outstanding sites, the department did exercise a bit earlier in the year on those. However, we did not appoint any of the construction companies that provided bids for those. We will re-advertise those bids, and what currently the position is that in terms of reference, we are with from the Education Committee, there were certain areas of concern and corrections that were requested. That will come back to the Education Committee and go to the DC for final approval. We do estimate that that will happen by the end of October. At the last meeting that we had was actually just on Monday, where we dealt with some issues. So anything will most probably only start to be run out in terms of the remaining campuses during the year 2016, as early as possible in the year, obviously, but one must understand that to evaluate all those tenders and to appoint the service providers will take quite some time. Of course, it is quite detailed to the company plan. Thank you, Chief. This is my question for this area.
Honourable Whip, I wish to come to you that our tenant are in place and all of us are actually doing well. Basically, every electrician obviously would go through a trade test, and it's one single trade test, no matter the route that you follow to the electric. So it is a single standard. However, there are different routes. So you could enter through from a technical high school. So there's always a theoretical component, a practical component, and a workplace component. So that theoretical component, you may do a school or you may do a TV course. And what we are saying is that in those theory components, for the construction or qualification, there are some things that are different, but there are also big areas of overlap. And so then the doctor between the HC and the DC is to really look at what those overlaps are and come out and find the impact.
Thank you. And also to make a Bye.
something between the East and the West, or what are the measures that can be put in place in order to improve the environment apart from that? Non-achievement in mathematics by students in the school is going to be. What are the problems that can be expressed to be improved by the different education? In the country and keeping government and measures. So the measures that were undertaken for instance in the government to develop foundation free in order to have in that country and other measures that currently underway for the present moment. Because the 15 times is not something that we can go and address. You have 20-30 measures and but that it may not be in the media, but in the medium long term, it has made a difference in the system. The third is happening in research to some strategic intervention that we need to analyze. And what we expect to do in the
the second thing is that any other government
we have money from within the organization budget to honor for this service that we have here. We went to say that we have to move money from outside our organization budget that we have to use. So we should use money from within the organization budget. Lastly, let me say that we have a lot of the leadership budget, that the minister of study, the minister of education, to the minister of education and international affairs. We cannot enter the lack of funding because of the funding for the secretary to follow the reporting through to the portfolio of funding. But to also ask the secretary to not get any funding into the inability for us to stay home, I want to ask my colleagues for the community to allow the minister of health care to give us a certificate that we have in the program too. We have money that we have saved, but we couldn't do it.
The issue is that any basis is not done. Instead of managing the logistics directly, there are three directional vacancies. But the issue is agency of spend, that all the money has to be put together to be able to do any spend for that. So the issue is that there are vacancies that cannot be closed because the funds have been used. Now, how is it possible to get this? I think Honorable Bazzoli raised the issue of whether the department is really of its end. But the normal is to overcome all kinds of human personnel. But here, the issues we have converted into in the professional level to go the extra mile. So that we go through our officials, but what we can do, 14 hours a day, etc. But it's not just illustrate how what the numbers in the report, while it says that it may be really contradictory, but in the end, the reality is that it pushes people to struggle with the report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Could we come together, please? Or is you, is something that we do?
must be honest, our family for this process is limited, so it's not something that we can use today. But it does happen. And I think also during the thematic program invitation, in that we know that the thematic program is really important.
Thank you. under the implementation of the compulsory security clearance for the investment the overseeing between the government were conducted in line with international policy. Reportedly, it has been suspicious to have performance reports for some cases of serious reasons to the country and point to the security challenge of the security measures and standard of the regulation. And you acknowledge that one visit to the one team, after all the introduction and use of modern technology and people in the United States, that it is very confident that we will be able to eliminate the situations and the benefits. That's not the spiritual entity.
Thank you so much for the report. Honorable Miller, and now open for
first, congratulations on your you've acted well and fast and we're going to continue to do so. Can you give us an idea of how many people have moved in fast roughly? If you know, more precise.
Thank you. for quite a few cases, because the feeling is better if you face progress and that is academic performance as well as the economic factor. Now, if you are implicated in somewhat borders on criminality, and you have reason to believe that as far is by right, correct, by not using the money, because these people who are on the list happen to be the result of this, even to let this come at charge, whatever you do, you have released money to people who have committed criminals.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the members that integrated the annual report of the department and to certainly bring to follow up and we take to improve the operation of the department. Both on compliance with the challenges as well as delivery challenges. The second thing comes back next time, meeting a little bit better than how we are at the present moment. So thank you very much, sir, and the honor of me.
What the key comes from the overview while the important milestones are achieved. There is an overlap between program 1 and program 2. We both have things up.
Alright,
well,
thank you for the question, but I'm sure we get the point.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Sandy Savarala, I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Knowledge base so that we can embark on our oversight.
I will now hand over to the chair and CEO of SFC to present the comments.
It is very clear that there is a prioritized issue of children quality. And again, we also would like to say that we are also quite in the manner in which the shift of the whole function happens. We are quite closely associated with the work around the Department of Treasury. Now, one of the issues that we raised in the census was that there would be a need to ensure that all the factors that you said around the area are accompanied by adequate funding or adequate growth. What we have identified is that one of the functions in the was that the allocation of the function not understand because we must only allow. And
there is one sort of allocate to net money that is otherwise has to be required. Now, like you, for all of you, so, well, it's not a deal. But what you let's do is when you shift the function, you have to be replaced with, let's say, 5, 4, 5, 6. And if the function has been allocated, already less than what is required, then you need to find the rest of the function. And that's the something that you think the department is looking at, how to do them move forward to the resources. That it prevents the gap that was demanding the customers to be able to close the actual assets. And I must say that because of the time, that is too specific to function. We will also understand the question. If I know that the fighting is like a complicated, and this is in a situation where I will actually deliver the there's a need to tighten the team oversight around basically processes around how do we improve performance and generate the value for money that we require. Now this also leads to the issue that we still see where our workflow your functions are increasing and they're increasing quite a lot of your recover the day and not move. And that is also a belief going forward. And I think we did raise this in the last round that we had the conversation here as a member of the issue. And that's when we probably provide the information about what we have there, what has happened. Now, in terms of the content of the presentation, we are on discussion today. I would like to speak to the issue on the role of the financial institution of financial society, which is like I think we are all aware we have met before. The second also a set of issues that goes to higher education and training at the global economy, especially in the collective department of the then we can go to 3, 4, with the permission.
Thank you.
something just to contextualize, classify, emphasize on things that my education is dependent on the first child of that particular thing. You know, some people seem specific about what I'm doing for the quality of my education and training system. For example, what we see, what the teacher showed is that it's really important for those who are education aged at 16 to 18 months, whereas in terms of for those who are only in the qualifications for the also, we see that we are probably at the same time working for qualifications from the CCC to the so, and in terms of advantages for the collective, we have a positive economic growth stimulation and development. I want to go through the detail of slide 7 now. It just illustrates the typical role of the NDC attached to the system and just list the range of targets that have been we can perhaps go through the release of the presentation for which we so as the Boston probably mentioned in the presentation in terms of organizational design and structure of the budget, activities of this department are tactically allocated to the 5 programs of administration, HR development, planning and municipal coordination, university education, vocational and continuing education and training and skills development. And then in addition to those 5 programs, the department is also responsible for specific training and training policies and management skills. Firstly, just in terms of the relative privatization of preschool education and training sector, our analysis shows that the real annual average growth of the sector is about 3.2% over the current 20-year period, and this growth outpaces the growth in total non-interest expenditure, which is 59% of the 70-year. So this is just really an indication of the priority that governments is attaching to the functional area. Slide 14 shows the basic term of allocation in the department between 2012-13 up until the end of the current year, 2017-18. But I suggest that instead of going through this, that the following slide is just summarizing the key points made from that so the priority programs of the department's budget are the university education programs consumed 70% of the budget, and then the particular emphasis was really interested in assessing professional continuing education and training programs, which contains the quality function that was shifted from the leadership to national scale. Challenges with respect to the university education program and the same growth projections include restricted budgets to carry out monitoring and evaluation functions, especially with respect to infrastructure development projects at universities. We have to dispute the ability to conduct oversight over money spent to ensure value for money. So this is definitely an area that requires attention. Significant funds are allocated in the budget. So adequate oversight is required, particularly if you consider the aspects of not only within the particular department, but it's roughly 3 years in terms of deficiencies when it comes to the quality of offerings of education. Key challenges when it comes to the vocational continuing education and training program revolve, as much of us have indicated, around adequacy of funding. And as was mentioned, data here is really a perpetuation of underfunded challenges that we can talk about. The shifting of those functions. Are the patients prosthetic and the national skills, fine film, really still on the ground? And what we're starting to hear is the same allocation as national skills fund allocation as that is such a potential. The government is touching significant priority to these areas and the play field not only in evolving skills building, but also in the capacity of the state. And the viewpoint of the district is that there will be very strong growth rates attached to people in the National Skills Fund. But particularly in the case of the teachers, where understanding and issues around governance have been noted, we advise that strong emphasis and oversight be exercised on effective utilization of funds, especially given the risk in our community. We also analyze the budget in terms of economic classification, which allows one to distinguish between different categories of current and capital expenditure. And given the fact that the space that the kind of time we need to contain costs, spending on goods and services and machinery and equipment, which falls under the capital assets category, have been reduced. And we see that coming through in the trend we take in our service. Transfers and subsidies are your largest components there, and that's simply due to the fact that the department is transferring agents for diversity, culture, and other agencies and agencies. We hold in on two of the key transfers that the department is responsible for, the subsidies for education and education. And what we see is that the subsidies to university of social 83 billion over the 2015-2018 year, relative to the 67 billion allocated in the previous 3 years. We see strong real growth, a real year-on-year growth recorded, but slowing down towards the two outer years of the 2018 year. With respect to financial aid to students, we expect to receive 20.4 billion over the 2016-2018 period to fund universities and college bursaries and loans. And the question that was raised is whether the very sort of marginal growth over the particularly the 2015-2018 year is adequate to achieve the desired increase of the development. Based on the figures in the annual report, we looked at the extent to which the department is able to spend its allocated resources. And as is illustrated in the figure, the department has consistently demonstrated good quality performance. But looking at spending in isolation is obviously not really strong, and it could be what is achieved with that spending. So what is the was to have the current targets for 2015-16 that the department takes to start and the actual achievements they got. And we divided the performance into two categories, targets that were achieved, that category in terms of the targets and the performance was achieved, as well as those that were not achieved. And based on our analysis, the department overall achieved around 65% of the targets. And the extent of non-achievement of test targets, particularly in the UCDC program, and also the university program, in course of concern, given the priority attached to those programs, of the priority and the aim of the funding attached to those programs. But overall, in relation to the level of spending, we would say that the achievement of targets is and as my previous presentation has been based on the issue of fixing the same value of money. A key point within the system that has been debated in the committee
discussed and you consider this within the context of the skill properties alongside the fact that the number of learners qualifying for higher education increases the driver of the severity of the cost of knowledge. In conjunction, ESF funding contains ESF also experiences significant challenges with the students willing to make and the three of the diversity of the entity contribute to retention of funds available for the future, funding the future generation of students. We just did a figure there showing amounts paid out to students relative to the covered amounts. And whilst obviously there are lags between when funding is released and students become eligible to repay, we see that the gap between the two is widening. And on the one hand, it's about the inadequate funding, on the other, as well as the latest available NSAP annual report. The AG noted that with respect to the revenue management of this entity, the sector associates for not sectoring to connect all money to so that issue of improving the performance of it. And for example, the annual report notes that the plan is to maximize the recovery was due to not taking statements of the cases. So, definitely internal controls need to be implemented. This issue today is a fundamental question around what the difference is between students versus state contribution to financial security, what's workable and again, what's workable in the local system. Stephen, we also just noted that we see as positive and useful for building upon a more cohesive framework for the school education plan system. As we noted, the shifting of the college function allows for more uniform funding and management of colleges. And again, we were consulted and endorsed that shift, the portion there, what was mentioned earlier, is just that adequacy of funding and avoiding situating recovery from underfunding. Another positive development is that a recent group underpinning the work of the Ministerial Committee to review the funding framework for colleges that we set up and the executives of the review group. So all the research that we conducted on the sector is fed through that channel. Also at the board level, national stage level of the department, with the DMT as well as the FSC as a technical working group to explore options for financing the roadmap of the white spectrum for the professional training. And the key here is to ensure proper costs into formalistic budget so that we actually achieve the goals that called out in the presentation. So I think my statement and opening remarks sum up the key messages from our analysis budget really around the need to ensure value for money, spending along with achieving effective achievement of funds. And then what goes hand in hand with being able to achieve value for money so that we should adequacy of funding. And that comes in with respect to your colleagues as well as any well, thank you so much for taking me to respond to our comments. How many of you have the information that you have to reach in our presentation today in our platform? Thank you.
I think the idea that I think we're trying to demonstrate was that when, maybe I did that from the beginning, what I said in the beginning was that this partner came into being at a very strange time. The partner that came in when we had this global economic meltdown. But the system and the world for me, it was received from one general education department, which probably was almost also for some kind of a
if you can, within the envelope that you have, you will at least report that the same number of funding for the department of national department and to give up, I think it was 2% or whatever they have, to donate money to the department. So obviously, there is no way I would suggest that you can seem to suggest that in terms of what you are allocating to the department, it's sufficient. But if we take a decision to shift a function to an already unfunded department, then we must be prepared to buy the money to ensure that that function, because shifting it was about prioritizing it and rationalizing higher education space. Now, whether we have arrived at a point where we can say in terms of the share of GDP that we spend on education, is this what we want to do? I don't think that we've had the conversation before. What share would be considered to be appropriate for the government? But more importantly, that number was supposed to show you that in spite of the expenditure series that we have, if you look at the growth in non-interest expenditure of government over the period, the department shows a higher growth. It basically means that even though we have expenditure series, you would rather give up somewhere and still continue to allocate relatively more resources. So we have a real growth rate over the period for this department, which is higher than the overall growth in public expenditure and expenditure. That is the point that we'd like to demonstrate, that it is still a priority in that regard. But obviously, if we bring in the issue of funding for universities and all of that, then we will see the problem. It is a problem which we are also aware of, because in another aspect of funding universities, we just deal with the higher education, we just deal with the research side. So there are lots of other things that one needs to take into consideration when we think about funding of universities. Maybe that is what I think in the sense that when something that happens
Thank you.